Time to recap McCook City Council. This guy is on his own today, and he's going to do a wonderful job. And in fact, I think he needs a little bit of a raise for this, for doing the council close up by himself. Jared Muhlenkamp, Councilman Jared Muhlenkamp, how are you doing, sir?
I am scared.
No, you're not. Stop it. You've been here 1,000 times, and you are a pro at this, so you'll do just fine. Yep. Well, never by yourself, though.
Never by myself, no.
You'll do fine. You'll do good. Everybody else, you got some other stuff going on this morning with Nate and those guys, huh?
Yeah, they have a health board meeting, so it's just me. I asked every council member and even other staff, and they all said, sorry, we have something else going on.
You know what? We should have went and put a lasso around Leanne and drug her here and made her do it.
I asked her. She just laughed.
I know. Exactly right. She's laughed at me all these years. I think she did say when she retires that she'll come in.
That's right, yeah.
Whenever that is.
Yeah.
She might never retire.
We hope not.
Yeah, because she does a lot for you guys. I know that.
She does a ton, for sure.
All right, the first of two meetings for the month of November, we will start...
announcements and recognition. There's a few of those.
Yep, announcement recognitions. Go ahead.
So Jody at the Crocker, the library, she announced that there's going to be a mush... I can't remember what it was called. It's basically... This Karen Land, she's coming from, she ran the Iditarod, it's the 100-year anniversary or something like that. I can't remember all of the stuff that we talked about on that, but there's going to be the dog there, Sophie, one of those.
I'll trust you.
One of those. but that's on November 13th, I think at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I have a
week from Thursday.
It's on the Facebook at the library. You need to... contact them to sign up to make sure that they know that you're coming. But yeah, it's either at 3 or 4, I can't remember, so check in with them, give them a call, let them know you're coming. And then there's a planning commission meeting, and I didn't write down the date or time because I was trying to get everything from what Jody was talking about, so if you want to know the planning commission meeting, you might want to call the city offices.
4 o'clock on November 13th. Mush with Sophie, the sled dog.
The sled dog, yep.
Very good. Well, kind of cool.
Karen Land ran the Iditarod 3 times, I believe. There's a lot of information that I couldn't write down at the time, and so, you know, I just need to get like a note taker, you know, now with everything.
You need a secretary now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking of AI if I had had the AI just take notes for me, and you know,
I guess AI would do anything, including take notes, right?
By the way, this actually isn't Rich, it's AI doing this all. Just want to let everyone know that
Rich slept in. Yeah, he's back at home sleeping in. We gave him the day off.
This AI is impeccable. It really is. Does a great job.
The Iditarod, on your bucket list to lead some sled dogs?
It'd definitely be cold.
Yeah,
you'd
have to bundle up.
Yep, bundle up.
No question.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't last more than a couple hours. And then I'd say,
it'd be kind of cool, though, a little bit.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as those dogs do what you do. Do what they're told.
So they're going to be talking about that at the library. It's very interesting. So
very much so. Okay. All right, what else?
And then we had our bond anticipation notes. For the infrastructure that's going in on around the new ballpark. We're going to be putting, obviously, sewer, water, and streets in. So $5.5 million for that. Sounds like a lot of money, but streets and water and everything doesn't go very far. But that will give us the ability to get commercial lots available for purchase, so to help us pay off the ballpark. So... that's kind of the gist of it, but yeah.
If folks haven't noticed, I mean, the lights have gone up over there at one of the ballparks, which looks really cool.
I was just over there last Wednesday to check it out. It's the progress has been amazing, and shout out to Mammoth and all the subcontractors out there getting everything done. Even with the water, with the rain and things like that, they ran into a little bit of delays there, but. They're going to be putting in. They're ready for artificial turf on some of the the some of the fields right now, but they're going to wait until spring when all of them are ready, and then they're just going to have the turf workers out there knocking them all out. They said it would be really quick. So
I wonder what they can and can't do during the cold winter months coming up. I mean, have they explained what they can and can't do?
Yeah, they act like they can do pretty much anything. So they were just going to wait for the turf. They said that some were ready, but they didn't want to have the turf crew out, and then they get a couple down and then come bring them back out later. They just wanted to do it all at once, and then it was going to allow
the Calvary's here.
Look who's here.
Calvary's.
Oh. I tried texting you about it.
I told him you weren't coming.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we do have health board hearings, so.
That's what I told him you're at that.
So exactly. Yeah. No, my bad. I'm sorry.
But with going back to the turf situation, like, do it all at once. Just don't do one, and then later on.
We're talking about how we went out to the site, and they're talking about there are a few fields that are ready for turf, but they're once all of them will be ready, they'll bring the turf crew out and just knock them all out at once, and then and then the turf won't sit through the cold weather too, which will help save it a little bit longer.
Sure enough. Yeah.
And they're not going to put the nets up until that as well. They said just if it doesn't have another season out in the elements, it'll be good. So
we were talking about the lights. That's pretty cool. They have
Isn't
the lights
that crazy?
Going on.
Yeah. I think that was the thing that kind of made it a reality for a lot of people. I heard that from a few people when they saw the lights go up. They're like, oh, wow, they're really doing something. Because you can't, the perception from Q Street or Highway 83, it's hard to see. But once you see those lights go up, it's like, oh, wow, and they are moving fast. Once they got the dirt work done, they really started to put the pedal to the metal.
Yep.
So this is all going to be done by September of 2026, if not earlier. We're not too far off from that when you think about, what that means. So it's really exciting. Probably going to have some games on there prior to September of 2026. It's just full completion probably won't be until a little bit later.
Some of the maybe the high school softball or college or something like that can get in on there but play a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's our hope.
Good deal. Anything else, announcements, recognitions last night?
That was it. Planning commission meeting?
We got a planning commission meeting next Monday at 5:15.
All right. Public hearings? Report from the Economic Development Plan Citizens Advisory Review Committee.
We talked about the 5.5. That's what led into the ballpark.
Okay, so you guys already talked about that. Yeah. Okay,
kind of went back to that. So, but if you want to elaborate more on that,
sure.
Talk about the infrastructure and how it's paying for that, so then we can go ahead and start selling commercial properties.
Yep. Jared's right on that. Yep, we are fortunate because we're going to have some different options as far as debt repayment. So it's not going to just be the half-cent local option sales tax. We'll also have the ability to sell some lots. And we've done a quick valuation. We've worked with Miller & Associates on that. We think that probably there's around $8 to $9 million of real estate available for sale right off the bat, which is a fairly big chunk of that $5.5 million. What we ended up having to do just for immediate liquidity was to go ahead and issue these bonds, and we'll issue them in December. But it's a 3-year term, so that way we can get it paid off relatively quickly. But we need some time to market those lots and work with developers and all that good stuff. But I feel comfortable with where we're at right now. The debt service is going to be manageable when you take into consideration the lots that are going to be for sale. So we're sitting in a good place, and when it's all said and done, we're going to have something really neat.
All right, that took care of announcements, recognitions. Consent agenda, you had a few items there. Anything pulled for discussion?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing last night.
Nope.
All right, we'll move on. Regular agendas had a couple of items there, and that's request authorization of community betterment funds to cover the rental fees for Bison Days at the City Auditorium coming up in February.
Yeah, Sharon Bowling was there to talk about. She's part of the Bison Days committee, and the YMCA going through the renovations right now. It's usually where they do that, and they're just not able to do that this year. So we're going to go ahead and help them out and allow them to go in the auditorium, and we'll help pay for that too, since it's a good thing for the community and the kids and stuff like that. So yeah, we figured we could make that work for them, and hopefully next year the YMCA will be done. Mm-hmm. We'll have them back in there, and they'll feel more comfortable in that new space. You know, that's going to be a great, great thing for McCook.
And Bison Days has been around here with the McCook Public Schools. That's been a really big deal.
It's a big deal. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, we don't use property tax or sales tax dollars. We use community betterment funds to go ahead and help offset those costs. So if there are good, worthy causes, we can utilize those funds to help subsidize their projects. So recently we did Share the Heat. That was an example of things that we have an event that we utilize some community betterment funds for. We've done it for some other things as well too. And so I can't think of anything better than to invest in our own kids. So and maybe give them an idea or an opportunity to explore some things that maybe they want to do in the future.
All right. Move on. Presentation from Emma Castor with the West Central Nebraska Development District regards to properties assigned to their designated area that need abatement.
Yeah, this one, we appreciate West Central's assistance. They've kind of taken the southeast part of McCook. They take a district at a time. And so last year they were on the northwest side of town. This year they're on the southeast side of town. And they've made some strides. They have some properties that still need to be completed, some work that needs to be done. They've gotten quite a bit of compliance from the property owners in that area. I think that they, I can't remember what the numbers were as far as success rate.
244 is what we started with, and we have like 14 right now.
Yeah, so we're really making progress. Yeah. It's amazing. But they had said that in order to abate, they're going to start taking steps to authorize contracted firms to go ahead and do some cleanup and whatnot. From our end, we just need to make sure that we have the funds. So we put aside $40,000 in general fund money to go ahead and help with nuisance abatements. There are a couple of properties that we have on our list for demolition this year, and so demolition of a house is going to be somewhere around $20,000 plus. So we have limited funds, and it makes it really difficult because we know that there are a lot of needs. So we need to probably have a conversation with Emma before they commit any of our funds to that project. So we'll have that conversation hopefully here today, so that way we're all on the same page, and then we'll move forward with what we identify as projects that probably need to be done immediately. But there's some other things that we can do. You know, if you have vehicles that are improperly licensed, we can issue tickets. Those are things that we can do without having to go through the actual abatement process and spend money on car removals and those kinds of things. You know, having there are two quotes, one from BSB, one from Morgan Construction. Again, there might be some things that we can do to try to offset those costs. We don't have a money tree for us to go ahead and pick $100 bills off of. So we need to be sure that we're staying within the budget. So,
all right. We're already to the council comments already.
Well, we could probably go back to the MEDC's Plan Citizen Advisory Review Committee. They talked.
Okay.
Charlie McPherson and Sean Wolf came and talked about what they have going on. We talked a lot about, you know, housing things that are, there's, you know, previous ones and new ones that are happening, and we talked a lot about the LB $840 and TIF, and you know, just a lot of the different things that are going on. And then we also talked about the FBO, and that was kind of the big, that's kind of the big one right now. I think some people are confused about who owns it and who's running it, and if it's tax dollars. Actually, MEDC is the one who is contracting with the city of McCook, so it's actually not any, it's MEDC dollars and not the city of McCook. But we need to have that airport there, and offering, you know, we have daily flights to Denver and stuff like that, and we need to keep those going. And then there's obviously private planes and other stuff that goes on with that, but having that essential air service is a need, and so MEDC stepping up and being able to take that over has been huge for us.
Yeah, and the one thing that I wanted to make sure that we emphasized last night if you look at all the construction that's going on in McCook right now, both on the public and the private side, you know, the city of McCook and or the EDC or both were involved with everything. And so there's a lot of planning that goes into it, you know, whether it's a TIF project that requires a blight and substandard study, a redevelopment plan, a redevelopment agreement, you know, making sure you pass the but-for test, making sure that you keep everything. We just had our auditors here, and so I had to go through the books to make sure that everything was apportioned towards eligible expenses. There's a lot that goes into that. You know, LB 840, you know, those are local option sales tax dollars that we can utilize for grant opportunities. We can utilize that for loans. We can utilize that for a lot of different things. And so you see a lot of succession planning on the private side utilizing LB 840 dollars. You also see a lot of projects that utilize LB 840 dollars. Case in point would be the YMCA project. The city can't just give money to entities. That would be a constitutional violation. The LB 840 is an amendment to LB 840 is an amendment to the Nebraska Constitution that the voters approved. And so if you stay within the confines of the plan, we can go ahead and use LB 840 dollars to try to promote economic development in our community. And so the plan actually has specific criteria that we can put that money towards. So like for early childhood education, you know, that's where they put their money towards, and they donated $100,000 or granted, I should say, $100,000 from the LB 840 program to assist with the YMCA project. But that is, those are our two main tools, and we've gotten pretty good at using it. The one thing I wanted to make sure that people understood was we don't have developers knocking down McCook's door saying we're going to come into McCook and build a residential neighborhood like you're seeing at North Point right now. Or people coming out saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and build streets, water, and sewer at the sports complex. Or whatever the case may be. And we figured this out over a period of time. If we're going to move the ball down the field, we've got to be the ones that actually take action. And so that's why we've been so aggressive on the LB 840 and TIF side, because we know long term that's what's going to bring new developers, new businesses, new residents to our community, and that's what's going to hopefully in the long term decrease that property tax ask. Increase the sales tax numbers, decrease the property tax ask, makes McCook a better place, gives us more opportunities for our younger kids who want to come back to McCook to say, yeah, you know what, this is a great place to live and raise a family. So all this stuff, I mean, there's been a lot of things that we've put into play. A lot of time and effort has gone into this. But I guess I would ask everybody in McCook, just look around and look at all the projects that are going on. There is not a single project that the EDC and the city of McCook are not a part of.
Mm-hmm. According to the courts, including the one right next door to us here.
Exactly.
With
yeah.
the Wagner dealership.
That was a tax increment financing project. So yep.
That baby's going in a hurry.
Yeah. And there's a private investment that is being made on top of that, too. And so it's not like when we use tax increment financing, you know, the taxes that get paid in, there's a portion of that that's going to continue to get paid out to the taxing entities. But that incremental bump up from the valuation change due to the build out, that's going to go to pay off eligible expenses. And usually you've got some sort of debt, you know, you've taken out a loan from a bank or whatever. But that's only for a period of up to 15 years or less, depending on how long it takes you to get it paid off. So if the valuation is higher, it's going to be a shorter period of time. At the expiration of 15 years, that property goes on to the tax roll at the improved value, not the unimproved value. So now you take a property that may be worth $100,000 unimproved, now it's $12 million improved. That is a huge, significant jump up in the property tax that's getting paid off of that. And so that's the end game. That's the goal. And I know I've told people, I've explained TIF to people. People come in and say, well, you're just giving money away. No, we're not. And this is what we need to do in order to grow our town. They got to pass the but-for test. They got to show the cost-benefit analysis. They got to go through all the proper statutory rules. But at the end of the day, if we don't go this route, we're never going to have any growth in McCook. And I think that's what really stymied McCook for 30-plus years. I don't think that anybody at the public level really understood how you could go ahead and grow your community by utilizing the tools that you have. And I think we've got it figured out now, and I'm hoping that, you know, the fruits of our labors are getting more and more obvious to people as we move forward with some of these projects. And see, I'm excited. I mean, every day I drive, when I'm down, I drive around McCook and I look at the ballpark and I look at the housing going up at North Point and I look at the Wagner project and I look at the YMCA and I go to the industrial park. And I go over to the airport and I think about what that can be. There are so many cool projects going on in town right now. I just hope that people realize the time that we're in. It really is a special time.
All right. Council comments. Did I miss anything else? Council comments. Anything last night?
I don't think there was anything last night. Yeah.
All right.